think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Great song from Buffalo Springfield. Stop, look around, everyone look what's going on. Couldn't be any more true than it is today. This is your North Carolina Forward Party Weekly Update. Today is Saturday, May 18th. I am your host, Patrick Newton, and so happy to be with you as always. Lots going on this week, so we're going to go ahead and dive right in. But, you know, we rarely talk, or at least I try to avoid talking about national politics. There's so much that's important here in our local communities, but unfortunately, we do follow their lead, and it does kind of dictate the agenda. So I was just struck by every single day on all the major news outlets, updates on the Donald Trump Stormy Daniels trial. I'm not going to get into what's right or wrong or what people should think or vote for Donald Trump or don't vote for Donald Trump. What concerns me is that the media has determined this is the most important thing that we need to hear about as citizens. And clearly, at least in my opinion, it is not. There's so many other bigger issues, things that really impact our lives, things like fixing the system, using instant runoff elections, ending gerrymandering, but that just never hits the mainstream media. They don't think it's exciting or sexy. I guess the sponsors don't want to buy ads to hear conversations on that. So again, I'm left listening to whether or not Michael Cohen is a trustworthy witness. I just feel like there's much more important things for us to all be talking about. But speaking of the behavior of our leader, you may have also seen this week the exchange between some of our congressional members, namely Marjorie Taylor Greene, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC as we know her, and Jasmine Crockett. Now, as entertaining and funny and silly as this exchange was, it is truly heartbreaking. These are the people that we've sent to Washington, D.C., to lead us, to fix our problems, to hear our concerns, and this is how they behave. So if you did miss it, I'm going to go ahead and just read a few quotes. I believe it was Jasmine Crockett was speaking, and Marjorie Taylor Greene said to her, quote, "I think your fake eyelashes are messing you up." And then later, AOC jumped in, speaking to Marjorie Taylor Greene, "Oh girl, baby girl, don't even play." And then later, Ms. Crockett said, directed at Marjorie, or just asking the chair, rather, for clarification, if someone were to say something like, quote unquote, her bleach blonde, bad built butch body, end quote, would that be a violation of the conduct rules for this committee? Again, it does make you laugh just because it is so ridiculous, but so pathetic. We deserve better, people. And it's not just these three. I mean, this is how business is conducted in Washington, D.C. Back to the basics, right? Let's engage. Let's get involved. Let's get educated. Let's get ridiculous people out of office, and let's try to get some forward-friendly candidates who are common sense, common ground, and there to serve the people, not to sit in committee and mock each other like a bunch of second graders. Moving on, though, to some more positive things to talk about. We had a great post released on our website this week, The Monster We Allow to Rampage, a blog that was put up on our website by one of our leaders, Jack Reneo. If you haven't had a chance, please visit the website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. Give it a read. It talks about extremism and how it's damaging not only our country, but politics around the world. And I hope you get an opportunity to give it a read. We did also, sadly, have yet another election last week. This was the runoff of the primaries for the Republicans. I did go vote. There were actually two races that I could vote in. Neither one was really going to have much of an impact, but I always like to exercise my right when I can. I wanted to give you some numbers. So in District 13, which again, about 750,000 people are being represented by the person going to Congress, which now looks like it's going to be Brad Knott, there were 21,572 votes cast in that election. And before the wasted primary even came to pass, Kelly Daughtry basically said she's removing or spending her run, if you will. So basically stepped aside for Brad Knott. So a complete waste of time, money, energy, volunteers, board of elections, on and on and on. And if we had instant runoffs or ranked choice voting, none of that would have happened. The other two main races that we were watching were the race for lieutenant governor, where Hal Weatherman was elected to move on to the general election. Statewide election, folks. and the race for auditor, where Dave Boliak won that seat over Jack Clark, or excuse me, won the right to go to the general election over Jack Clark. The two races were 129,000 and change and 125,000 and change. That's out of the entire state of North Carolina, people. Nobody's bothering to participate in these elections. And voters, I don't really necessarily blame you. It's a giant waste of time, money, and energy. So let's stay focused. Let's keep working with our good friends at Better Ballot and other organizations. Let's get ranked choice voting implemented locally here in North Carolina, and then we can expand it statewide. So that's about it for this week. Hope you had a wonderful week. Looking forward to some great things coming up. Give me a call with your thoughts and questions, or send me a text, 973-216-4412. Visit our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter at ForwardPartyNC.
I think it's time we stop, children. Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.